This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. In a new ruling, the United States Supreme Court delivered a historic victory Monday for LGBT rights, ruling a landmark federal law forbidding workplace discrimination protects gay and transgender employees. The justices decided gay and transgender people are protected under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Which bars employers from discriminating against employees on the basis of sex, as well as race, color, national origin, and religion. Protests continue Monday as demonstrators demand criminal justice reforms and measures to address racial inequities. Demonstrations in the United States state of Georgia were planned before a police officer in the capital of Atlanta shot dead Rayshard Brooks outside a fast food restaurant Friday. The killing was the latest in a string of deaths of African Americans that have prompted nationwide protests seeking to address police misconduct and systemic racism. A medical examiner has ruled Brooks's death a homicide. The UN's top rights body Monday agreed to a request from African countries to urgently debate racism and police brutality this week following unrest in the United States and beyond over George Floyd's death. He's the African-American man who died while in police custody in the Midwestern state of Minnesota 3 weeks ago today after a white officer pressed his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. The council president proposed to hold the debate Wednesday at 3 p.m. local time. It's only the fifth time in the council's 14-year history, it has agreed to hold an urgent debate. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his government will review all aspects of inequality following a wave of anti-racism protests in Britain. Britain has been rocked by demonstrations against racial discrimination, some of them violent. This is VOA News.